Welcome back to another episode on A Dose of Nikki. Hey, just want to say thank you for supporting us on the various platforms. Continue to check out A Dose of Nikki on YouTube. Like and subscribe to the channel to be alerted when new episodes drop. You can also leave us a comment. We'd love to hear from you. I want to give a shout out to Savage Divinity for posting the episode Patience on your channel. You were even kind enough to add subtitles. Oh, we really appreciate the support. Thank you so much. And this is what I'm talking about, people. Sharing the wealth. Spreading the message to everyone that you know. It's very important. It's healthy. I thank you for that. Now let's talk about the topic of the week or the day, okay? Selfless. Selfless. Now, what is the definition of selfless? You think less about yourself and more about others. You are generous and kind. That's selfless. It's basically the opposite of being what? Selfish. This is a compound word, two words that are combined to form one standalone word, okay? The definition is in each of the combined words. Self, it's one's own person. It's your being that distinguishes you from others. Less, smaller portion or quantity, not as much. Basically, you know how the saying goes, less is more. Your contribution to society is more beneficial than you thinking only of yourself. That's what this is all about, okay? Now, this does not mean you have to be completely selfless. There must be a balance, okay? And the balance, guess what it is? It's being selfish. At times, okay? Wait for it. Don't you jump the gun. Wait for it. You know how it goes. You know how it goes, people. It means you must take care of yourself first. That's really what it means, okay? So don't go jumping the gun. You know I always have a method to my madness when I'm talking to you all, when I'm speaking about something. You know this. So don't go going, what is she talking about? She just said not to be the opposite of selfish. You'd be talking about selfless and blah, 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 right? Okay. Now, I often use an example, okay, of when you are on the plane and the instructions they give regarding the oxygen mask. They instruct you to put the mask on first, then assist someone else with putting on their mask, someone that's in need. Because otherwise, you cannot help in the emergency because you can't breathe. Now what? Your attempt to be selfless could potentially cost you your life. And that's not going to work. Now, we should invite this quality of selflessness into our lives to assist with the makeup of being a good person. We should. But for some, the quality might come easy. But for others, it must be consciously nurtured and grown. Now, what exactly does that mean? How do we consciously nurture and grow a selfless quality? Someone who does not possess the selfless quality at all and leans heavily towards the selfish trait is someone who ignores the feelings of others when achieving their goal. And this can trickle into feeling entitled. And it can get out of hand into the person becoming a what? Narcissist. Woo! Now that's weighted. But we're not going there. We're not going to go there. No, stop. Stop. We're not going there. Woo! Stay focused, Nikki. Stay focused. The question is, how do we nurture and grow a selfless quality? How do we grow a selfless quality? What we will magnify is awareness to some of the ways we can nurture being selfless. Okay? Now, do you know that if we are not satisfied when someone does not clean the way you would like, that's an opportunity to be selfless. They cleaned whatever it is, room, closet, kitchen, you know, just to name a few. And they did not clean it the way you wanted them to. Basically, the type of cleaning did not meet your standards. Okay, it didn't meet your standards. Now, with that thought pattern, we are allowing our selfish thinking to overpower our selfless thinking. You follow me? My way is the right way, is what you are saying. Okay? When you're not satisfied with the cleaning kind of thing. Even though it's clean, it wasn't done the way you want it to be done. When at the end of it all, whatever it was that they cleaned was actually clean. We can take small steps to contributing to society in a big way to help nurture and grow selfless. Okay? Let me give you a few examples. One, donate blood. Simple. Donate blood. You can go pick up your phone, look through your contacts, and send a text to someone asking, how are they doing? Just pick somebody. That's it, random. How you doing? Very simple act can go a long way. Number three, listen. When someone talks to you without interrupting them, listen. Now, that's a challenging one, and I know when I'm guilty. Guilty. So, listening. Selfless. The last one I'm going to mention, this one is so simple, it's ridiculous. How about this? Smile. Even when you don't want to. It is so healthy for you to smile. You hear the difference when a person is smiling when they talk to you. You don't even have to look at them on the phone. And in the face, I'm sorry. They could be on the phone with you and they're smiling. See, I'm smiling. Hi. And then I'm not smiling. See that? You can hear it. You can hear it. Those mentioned acts are not difficult to do. None of those things, those four things I mentioned, they're not difficult to do. It's being aware and taking action. That's it. Awareness. It's conscious nurturing. Conscious nurturing towards being selfless. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something. The other day, I'll give you my little storyline. Okay, here we go. The other day, I went to the store. And I remembered my neighbor telling me she needed some ingredients to take to make this green seasoning she likes to have in stock. And then she cooks with it and then she gives it to people she knows, right? The green stuff. And they love it. And so in this conversation, she told me, you know, I can't really fit it. Oh, gosh, I can't make it because I'm missing a few ingredients. So while I was shopping, I knew I was going to go to the store. I picked up the ingredients, the missing ingredients. But after I went to about two different stores, one of the ingredients, neither of the two stores had the item in stock. So I thought about it, and I was pretty confident that if I went to the vegetable market, they would have it, and it would be fresh, and it would be at a great price. But however, the vegetable market was a total of about 16 blocks to walk round trip. At this point, you know, I had about some bags in my hand. So, you know, now I got more weight on me, you know. So I thought about it, but I made the decision to go and take the trek. Now, here goes selfless quality kicking in. Here it goes. I made it to the market, and thankfully, they had what she needed. I was so grateful. Oh, my goodness, because I would have been hot had I walked all the way over there. And then it wasn't there, you know, I didn't get what I needed. I would have been really annoyed, but I felt really good. I felt really good. It was like a combination of things. I knew my neighbor would be grateful. I knew that she would achieve her goals without delay. You know, she wanted to be able to make this green sauce for this green seasoning, for her dishes and for others. And then her spirit was lifted because, number one, she didn't have to go to the store. I did it for her. You know, I did all the legwork for her. So she was able to kind of just relax and basically get the door service that she deserves. And then she would be surprised. It was very unexpected. She didn't ask me to do it. I just did it on my own. And the best benefit of it all, you know, my little selfish piece of the puzzle. Here's the selfish piece. I got my steps in. Okay, I got my steps in, which is really, really good. That's the little selfish act a little bit, right, that we talked about. Got to take care of yourself. And so basically it was like a win-win situation. Really was a win-win situation. Now, although initially the thought of walking the distance tempted me to go home without the ingredient, but I allowed myself less thinking to prevail. And guess what? That simple act benefited several people. So, when you are faced with a decision that requires you to be selfless, it does not negatively impact you, and it's simple. Go for it. You are nurturing the selfless quality. You will be surprised at how many people can benefit from your small act of kindness. Look at that. Help spread the act of kindness. Until next time, on A Dose of Nikki, be well, my people. Be well.